Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, June 19th, 2023. I am Megan Maroney. The ransomware organization AlphaV says on its leak site that it stole 80 gigabytes of data from Reddit during a data breach the company acknowledged on February 9th. Reddit says the attacker gained access to employee information and internal documents with no evidence of access to personal user data. AlphaV says it will release the files if it doesn't receive a $4.5 million ransom and if Reddit does not reverse its API pricing changes. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reported that Apple plans to upgrade its ultra-wideband chip in the upcoming iPhone 15, moving to a more advanced manufacturing process to reduce power consumption and improve performance. This comes as part of its plan to aggressively upgrade hardware specifications to build out the ecosystem for the Vision Pro headset. Leaker Evan Blass tweeted out marketing materials for what Samsung will announce at its Unpacked event in late July. This includes a Galaxy Z Flip 5 with a large cover display when folded, a Tab S9 Ultra tablet with S Pen, and the Galaxy Watch 6 with a classic model variant with a rotating bezel. The images were subsequently removed from Twitter in response to a report from the copyright holder. Meta plans to add support for parent-managed Meta accounts on Quest headsets for children aged 10 to 12 years old. Ads won't be shown to these accounts, and Meta will only recommend apps rated safe for their age group. These accounts will be private by default, and Meta's Horizon Worlds platform will remain a 13 and up experience. Earlier in June, Microsoft suffered outages to the Outlook.com web portal, OneDrive, and its Azure portal. The company confirmed a distributed denial of service attack from the threat actor Anonymous Sudan caused the outages. It found no evidence the group compromised customer data. Samsung launched its self-repair program in Belgium, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Poland, Spain, and Sweden, and coming to the UK at the end of June. Users can access parts and guides to repair Galaxy S20, S21, and S22 phones, as well as the Galaxy Book Pro laptops. Samsung partnered with the distributors ASWO and TuService on supplying repair parts. Google announced it will shutter its album archive service, deleting all content after July 19th, 2023. This service stored media content used by other Google services like Google Hangouts and Blogger. Users can back up this content using Google Takeout. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamline my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.